Right now, we're very happy to welcome back Chris Freeman to the show. We've been catching up with Chris over the last few weeks. He's a mentor. He's from designadecade.com. And we like to ask the question, where do you want to be in 10 years? Because some of the decisions that you make now, in fact, most of them will impact whether you're able to get there or not. And Chris is going to join us on the show each week and has been for the last few, just to share some insights and get us thinking in a few different areas. Now, welcome to the show, Chris.
Yeah, having fun with it, Aaron. Thanks very much for having this segment.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Now, so far, you've shared your story. We've talked about time and relationships. Today, let's do it. Let's tackle money. It's a topic we sometimes want to avoid, but obviously it has a big impact on our lives. What are some of the biggest problems people have when it comes to income and expenses?
Well, where do we start? So many. But I guess over the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the two main ones, that time is not given to get organized that way. And secondly, having relationships to help and getting agreement in relationships. As we said under relationships last week, we generally come together as opposites. So there's a spender and saver in most relationships. And so, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is most of us live under what we call rotating cash flow. Oh, I've got a bill this week. Have I got money coming in to pay it? And that's not a lack in skill or, you know, a lack in wanting to be organized. It's just time and the speed of life and all the expenses that we've got. So the first thing we try and do with people is take them from that rotating cash flow to accrual so that they're saving up for the bills that are to come. So we'll get them to do what we call a dollar cost per week. We don't use the word budget. It sounds restricting. But look at all fixed known bills for the year. So things that we know when they're going to come and how much they are. And then look at the variables, which is the complicated one. Christmas presents, all those sorts of things, travel. Easy example is if we decide on $1,000 for Christmas presents because we've got a big family. It's not a $1,000 bill in December. It's a $20 a week bill.
Yeah, okay.
And if we can do what we call the dollar cost per week list and just put in what we think might be a fair figure for that and what each person wants if it's a couple. So if someone wants to travel the world and needs $20,000 and the other one says, oh, we haven't got that much money. By doing that and measuring against income, we can see what it can be now. But unfortunately, most of us get into the habit of spend it and we'll tidy it up later, which is where the credit cards come in and things like that. So it's not about restricting people from what they want to do. It's about checking that they're organized to be able to do it. So we actually get people to do a contented list first. What would you like it to be? Oh, I'd like about the travel and $20,000. And then we do a for now list, which matches their income. So that might be $1,000. And then the next goal becomes, how can we increase our income to get to the contented list? And that doesn't happen overnight. Some people change professions. Some people go from working a job to working business. Some people, we get them out of business and back to a job because the business not making money. But it comes into the planning, which, you know, we're going to talk about in the future.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing, that we, most of us live on a rotating cash flow, not looking at what we've got for the year.
Yeah.
So that when the bill comes, the money's coming up for that. And that's, you know, separate bank accounts and things like that work for things like that.
Sometimes talking about all of this, it can seem a bit overwhelming. I know sometimes I get a bit anxious when I think about my finances, and it can actually make me put off doing anything about it. But what I love is that what you're talking about here is that by really breaking things down, then the things we think we could never afford to do actually can be achievable and don't have to make us feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings about the power of anticipation. You know, I'll go when I got 20 grand.
Yeah.
I know I can go in X years time because I've got a celebration there and I want to be able to do that. So if you start 5 years before that, then you have this massive celebration tour and whatever else.
I think it also puts a lot of other things in perspective as well. Like if we're putting $20 a week aside towards something, then all of a sudden you can start to look at areas where you might be spending more than that a week, like eating out, and think, well, if I can cut back a little bit in some of those areas, then imagine what I can have in the future. I really like that.
Yeah, and you know, it's short-term enjoyment versus gratification for the future. And even, you know, I was talking about our American guys and one lovely couple over there, and the guy's just business guy, big business. Anytime he's got to have a meeting with someone, we'll do it at lunch or we'll do it at dinner, which is fine. But the amount spent was just incredible. And hadn't got into property, et cetera, just business, and had a home. So we just made one change. Take them to morning tea coffee and afternoon tea coffee rather than the meals. Saved incredible amount of money and they're just about to buy their second investment property.
Yeah, wow. Well, as someone who enjoys receiving a free meal, I'm not sure how I feel about that advice. Look, what are some of the temptations we face when it comes to our income and expenses?
Well, everyone will know this one. The sales and marketing industry spends billions of dollars through TV, all sorts of things, road signs, whatever, to get us to spend. And particularly from a product and service point of view, it's the fab technique. Talk about the features, talk about the advantages, and then the benefits and get the sale by a reduction or two for one or one buy three, get one free. So there's this massive temptation right in front of our eyes all of the time. But rarely do people put in place some of the things that we've talked about. And look, I was the worst at it before I got saved. Like, if it was there, I would spend money on it and I'd sort it out later. If we need more, I'll make more. Can you imagine how crazy that sent my wife, who's a conservative? But that's what I was. I was just out there spending money. And then after we got saved, read the Bible, talks about being a good steward. Today, we run this system ourselves. We check once a week. We've got a time just to check on what went out last week. And we're not stingy. We live a very enjoyable life. But each week, we look at what went out, what we need to adjust, any new bills that have come in. Heather will quite often say to me, hey, I've saved $50 on this insurance. I just did a bit of homework. So it's not that we give a lot of bulk time to it. It becomes a culture and a routine. And that really got us through those very difficult early times, when we had that big crash.
And of course, if you want to hear more about Chris's story, then I encourage you to go and head to RemaCatchUp.com and check out when we talked about his story. Well, as you said, it takes intentionality to deal with these issues. So if you're married or in a long-term relationship, then it's worth sitting down to have a conversation about these topics. At least I know that's what I probably need to do in my own life. But hey, we're all on the journey together. Some great advice there about looking ahead rather than just dealing with things as they come. And it doesn't necessarily mean giving up everything we enjoy, but finding contentedness over gratification.
The number of times we've had feedback that godliness mixed with contentment just makes for a fantastic life. But if we're anxious about the worldly interaction we've got to have, yes, God does his job and, we get godliness and we have our time with him and everything else. But if we're panicking because we're not stewards of life, it's very difficult to enjoy.
Well, we've been chatting with Chris Freeman, and of course, Chris is part of Design a Decade. You can go to designadecade.com, ask yourself the question, where do I want to be in 10 years? And if you need some help making some decisions that will get you there, then you can check out the great stuff that they do at designadecade.com. Of course, if you want to listen to this conversation again, then make sure you head over to remacatchup.com, and you can check out this one, and of course, past conversations with Chris as well. Chris, as always, a great pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for jumping on the show with us.
My pleasure.